Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian Garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Welcome to our show, and Max and Sherry Greiner, thanks for being back with us again. Max, for the folks that are listening and they don't know, tell us who you are again.
Hey, Roy, it's good to be here again, and I am a professional artist. That's what God made me. That's what he put in my DNA. That's the natural gifts he gave me. But he called me in 1989 to be an evangelist. And I was stunned by that. But the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and Sherry back in July of 1989 when we prayed for the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And suddenly I had a heart for the lost and that others might come to know Jesus as I knew him. And so we decided that we would follow the Lord the rest of our lives, and that's what Sherry and I have been doing. We were already born again, but we really then began to try to share the gospel with other people. And so I am an artist, but I am an evangelist too.
Every week we have the miracle of the week. This is something that's become a staple on our show. And it's always something, as I've mentioned every week, that I always look forward to because I know it's something special that you've chosen to bring to us. So if you don't mind, Max, bring us the miracle of the week.
Okay. Well, we had our dedication on September 13th, 2015, and 1,500 people came, and there were hundreds of miracles of all kinds. Salvation, of course, is the most important. But we had healings, and we had baptisms and the Holy Spirit and water, and we had angels appear and be photographed. We had the visible glory dust form on hundreds of people. It looks like glitter formed all over their hands and their clothes and their faces. But one miracle that would most people would consider a miracle, parents brought a 13-year-old girl up to me, and they said that she had prayed for these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, but that she wanted the gift of tongues. Now, my background roots are Baptist, and you know, that used to scare me when somebody'd say that. But after I experienced that gift from the Lord when Sherry and I did in 89, we knew it was good and it was from God. And so this little 12-year-old asked that she be able to speak in tongues in the prayer language. And, you know, being a teenager at this time in this world is not an easy place to be. And so I knew that the gift of her prayer language would help her in her life, because that's how you can pray what God wants you to pray. And without you knowing what it is, you pray through this language he gives you. Anyways, I just prayed with her and her family, and her brother was standing there, and she began to speak in this unknown language. And everybody, just tears came up in everybody's eyes, and they all started hugging. And that little girl walked away beaming, because she just experienced a miracle, and this one was the language miracle of the tongues that Apostle Paul talks about.
Max, 9/13/15 was an amazing day. Why?
Well, we had our dedication after 14 years of prayers and effort and everything to do this vision God gave Sherry and me back in 2001. We were able to complete the vision that God gave us, and the central vision, and that's to build this sculpture prayer garden with the gospel on tiles, 77 verses in a cross-shaped garden with big sculptures in the points of the cross and a big giant cross. And on September, we were able to get the last sculpture installed, so we were able to dedicate the whole garden. So it was just a tremendous day, and thousands of people came and shared it with us.
A lot of people were ministered to that day.
Yeah, they really were. And the one reason that they got ministered to, because, of course, God was there and Holy Spirit was there. And so he was touching people all over the place. But one thing that the Coming King Foundation realized is that there are times when the Lord wants to use a person. Now, he can do all this stuff himself, but there's times when he wants somebody to be there to pray, to give somebody a hug, to counsel them. And so we started a tour guide chaplain program where we train people that love God with all their heart to be
like
tour guide chaplain. Yeah, they are. And we train them as tour guides. So, because a lot of people aren't looking for God, they just want the free tour of the art, and that's fine. But each one is trained about God and how to explain the gospel to people. And so, you know, these tour guides are just an essential part of what we have at the garden, and they're all volunteers.
And when you come up to the garden, or to the sculpted prayer garden, to see the cross, and you see somebody walking around up there, and they have one of these servant aprons.
Yeah, red apron, blood-colored apron.
That's the way you know that they're one of our trained
right.
people.
Now, yeah, anybody can pray up at the garden. That's right. Fine. Everybody's welcome. But if you see a guy or a lady with the red servant's apron and you need a prayer, go up to them.
That doesn't mean that's the only person, but it means that they have been through our program.
Right.
Okay. We've got somebody special here today, Max.
Yeah, well, I brought one of these living, breathing tour guides, one of our best ones here. And his name is Blair Guidry, and he is an incredible man of God. And he found out what we were doing up on that mountain, and he wanted to be a part of it. Now, he's a particularly gifted guy, and he loves the Lord with all his heart, and he's got a beautiful wife, and I even prayed for him, as a matter of fact, to meet that beautiful lady. And back years ago, she was praying for a good-looking, godly husband. And sure enough, Blair shows up, and she comes up and says, "My prayer is answered. Our prayer is answered." And here he is. And I was glad that she told me that, but I had no idea he was going to be one of our best tour guide chaplains.
Well, Blair, how does it feel to be the result of a prayer?
Well, it was interesting. The day I met Max, and God told me, I've been ministering the gospel for many years down in Houston and in Louisiana for a while. And when I met Max, we were tied together by the Holy Spirit, and I didn't know where I was going to minister when we moved back to Kerrville. And it was a blessing that the cross was there, and I was able to work up there and bring people to the Lord. That was my gift.
You've served 12 hours. What happened with that?
Well, I went up early. The Lord told me to go up early, about 11 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of that was to get a good parking place
I tried that too, didn't
but
help.
The Holy Spirit had something better to tell me. And Max didn't even know about this miracle that I heard about. A lady walked up to me when I first got to the cross. She said, "Blair, I have to talk to you." She said, "You prayed for my daughter 2 months ago, and I'm getting a little old. I had to have her remind me what I prayed about." She said her daughter came up for prayer, and I told her after the prayer that she was going to go back to the doctor, and everything I said, that the doctor's going to do test after test after test after test, and nothing's going to be wrong with her. Well, at this point, I knew that I was interested in what she had to say about what was wrong with her. Well, this 17-year-old girl had a tumor, a cancerous tumor that was inoperable. And I said, well, what happened? And she said that she went to the doctor, and the doctor did test after test after test after test, and her cancer was completely healed. That started the day off. I mean, I hadn't.
That's how you started.
That's how I started the day off. So the rest was what I'm from Louisiana, so I call that the gravy on top of the rice. Everything else was just wonderful after that, that I got to experience.
Oh, wow. Blair.
So a lot of people got touched that day.
Absolutely. After Max was praying for people, I saw the hands go up for salvation, which is my heart. My passion is to see people come to the Lord. And I've seen people put their hands up for salvation, for also being healed. I was able to be one of the baptizers, and we baptized about 19 people that day.
In water. We didn't have the fountain going yet, but we had horse troughs. So if you're willing to get baptized in a horse trough in the Texas Hill Country, and you had a line of them, over a dozen people.
And they kept coming up. More and more came up that didn't even expect to be baptized in water that day that the Holy Spirit told them to get baptized.
Did you have any more stories that you want to share? Anything else that happened that was a miracle that day?
That day, I prayed with an individual, a man that just had come to the Lord a few weeks before, and he said that none of the gospel was being, he couldn't understand the gospel. So I prayed with him that the Logos and the Rhema would come into his life. He would read the word, and God would open it up, and the Holy Spirit would show him what's going on. And about an hour later, he walked up to me, and he said, "Sir, I'd like to be baptized because God has just opened up my mind and told me what to do." So I saw the miracle in him, and then he actually wanted to be baptized in water.
Now, I know from just talking to you, you've had a real interesting career. You've done a lot of different things, but none of it had anything to do with this. All these things you're sharing and these examples of people getting healed, is this why you become a tour guide? Is this why you
He was a policeman, by the way, and a sheriff for his whole career.
Yeah.
I spent 38 years in law enforcement, but after I came to know the Lord, I've been sharing the gospel for about 28 years. Mm-hmm. On the street, and my wife used to say, "Well, you had a captured audience at the time." I said, "Well, if in the backseat of my police car, why not?" When I came up here, the second person I met in the city of Kerrville was Max Griner. Go figure that, how the Lord worked it out with him. And so when we moved here, my passion of sharing the gospel translated real quick into the Coming King Foundation.
I know the feeling because it happened to me too. I still remember where I met Max, and as soon as it wasn't much after that I met Max that I was involved.
Absolutely.
And so I know it kind of him and the Holy Spirit kind of work on you, don't they?
Absolutely.
So you've had a lot of fun with this, and I would think very rewarding for you and satisfactory that you get to help these people.
Absolutely. And people ask me at the cross, how do I keep my passion up? And if I have shared the gospel for so long, am I ever going to wear out? I said, this is what I do, and God's given me this, is that I don't live on yesterday's victories. I live on the anticipation of what's going to happen today. So my passion stays high.
You know, if people are listening right now, we got a lot of folks that are listening to the radio show right now. What would you say to them to kind of inspire them to be able to come to the cross? What specifically could you share with them that would maybe excite them and want to see it and be part of this, like you and I have become part of it?
Well, Roy, you and I sat down and talked a lot at the cross, and we know that what the Holy Spirit does there. I've seen people walk up to the cross and just watch God change them right in front of my eyes, with me not saying a word to him, that the Holy Spirit heals them or brings them to healing in their body, healing in their marriage. I've seen a lot of marriages lately being touched by the Holy Spirit at the cross.
You know something, Max, and you know this too, something I think we should share with our audience right now is that you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a Baptist. You don't have to be a Catholic, Jewish. You don't have to be anything, because none of that has anything to do with what happens when you come to the cross. When you come to the cross, magic happens.
Yeah, you can be anything, come any way, or nothing, and come to the cross, but it's there that you meet the real God. And everybody's claiming to be God. Everybody's claiming to know the way. And the Bible warns us about that and tells us about that. Jesus gives people free will how they want to believe. I mean, he doesn't force you to believe in him. He won't cut your head off if you don't believe in him. But he does say, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through me." And that's what real Christians believe. And that's why we say and do what we say and do is because we know He is the way. And so we tried to create a path up in the Texas Hill Country where anybody driving down the highway could pull into this free garden between 7 a.m. and midnight mm-hmm. and go up there, and the scriptures laid out, the Christian art is up there, and they can have an encounter with God. And all they have to do is say, God, are you real? Is Jesus Christ the Son? And He will speak to them.
Now, you started this out on purpose not to be a church per se, so it was limited.
Right.
It's for anybody.
Right, right.
And that's important for people that are listening right now.
Yeah, we're an art museum, technically.
This is not a church. This is for everybody. Anybody right. can come there from
and get
any
blessed.
Denomination anywhere and feel comfortable.
Yep.
Anything you want to share before we go?
And that's what it is, and what you're just saying. I call this the place of an open door that anybody can walk in. Denominations, leave them in the parking lot. It's all about Jesus Christ.
All right. Max, people are listening, and they want to know more about the Empty Cross. How do they get in touch with us?
Well, you can go to the website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, or thecrossatkerrville.org, or you can give us a call on at the office during the week, 830-928-7774. That's 928-7774, or go to 830. And we'd love to have you, and just come see if this is true. Just see if the Lord is good. You'll find out that He's up there. And if you want to test Him, this is a good place to do it.
All you have to do is come and experience it for yourself. Come to Kerrville. I think you'll like it. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Today we have some more quotes for you, and I just love reading these quotes to you. If you enjoyed hearing this program, I wish you would email or call KSLR and just tell them what your thoughts are, and we would love to hear from you. Okay, for today, the first one is from a man named Paul P. from Kerrville, Texas, and it was written on TripAdvisor. He says, awesome. The Coming King Garden is wonderful. This should be a must-see for anyone visiting Kerrville or even just driving by on I-10. Get off the highway and spend an hour in reflection. You will be glad you did. And our next quote is from a very, very dear person that we love dearly. This one is from our pastor, David Danielson. He is our pastor of Impact, and he is also the president of Kerrville Ministerial Alliance. And he says, there is recognizable presence of God in this garden, and people's lives are being touched and changed there every day. I believe the garden is an incredible blessing to our area on a variety of levels, and I believe we've only just begun to see the scope of how God will be glorified there. Our next quote is from Chris Daniel, part of the Fish Foundation of Houston, Texas. He was once our vice president, and he says, it's beautiful, it's magnificent, it's wonderful, it's done. It is a great testimony to God, despite countless obstacles and trials. It's done, it's unbelievable, and it is here. Brent Davis of Kerrville, Texas says, awesome testimony. God's hand is all over it, meaning the garden. I can sense God's presence every time. It is palatable. It is really beautiful. My family absolutely loves it. It is a very powerful and unique. And Sally Sledge in Dallas, Texas says, amazing and so beautiful. Powerful presentation of the cross and Jesus' return. And I have one last one that I want to share with you that is very interesting. It says, Max, I wanted to share that I attended tonight's Tivy Hall of Fame banquet, and keynote speaker was Avery Johnson, formerly of the San Antonio Spurs. He mentioned visiting the cross today in his speech. I thought it was wonderful that he talked about his faith and spoke highly of the cross twice during his speech. He also added that he was going online to make a donation. I was really impressed with what I saw today at the ribbon cutting and wanted to thank you for your effort in making it happen. This is from Mike Graxiola, Kerrville Chamber of Commerce. And that's all I have for today, but I'll have some more wonderful quotes for you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel and Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation
so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.